number 11,061, William and Gail Wells, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Walnut Lane, being Lot 5 within Kingwick Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Woody Noel, 38325 Walnut Lane.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We now have 12 approved variances in Kingwick, which is also where I live. The one you just approved is number 12. I am applying for a side yard variance on my existing two-story home. We're proposing and have plans to expand a downstairs bedroom. And enclose some upstairs space over that bedroom. The addition, the rear addition, will be approximately 12 feet 2 inches by 28 feet 7 inches and require us to apply for a 2.1 foot variance to the side setbacks. Because the lot lines are not parallel, and so I am well within the 5 foot requirement of the Kingwick restrictions, and do have a letter of support from Ed Brady, who is our building review individual. I'm sure you folks are familiar with Mr. Brady. My wife and I have decided to make this addition at this point in time rather than wait for it to be a requirement for us to have a bedroom on the first floor. Currently, our bedroom is on the second floor. And we're obviously not getting any younger. I'm 73, she's 72, and I think it's probably only a matter of time before we're going to have to live on the first floor. So we've decided to do that sooner rather than later. As I said, the addition conforms with the building requirements of the neighborhood, will not adversely affect any of the adjacent property, and I think will complement the way our neighborhood looks. So that's the reason for the application.
Excuse me, okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't refer to 72 as being old. I'm 79, so maybe I'll have to get a one floor too later on. Okay.
That's a decision you'll have to make.
The 1.5 is going to mean a lot to you on this. I mean, what? Why you said 2.5? I think you mean 1.5.
I think I do too.
Okay, good.
Well, I would like to point out that the Homeowners Association indicates that the new addition is going to be 7.9 off the side property line, requiring a 2.1, but the survey states it's 8.5. Mm-hmm. It only needs a 1.5 foot variance.
Okay, so you want a 1.5. Okay. So answer my question, that's going to mean a lot to you.
I'm sorry.
1.5 is going to mean a lot to you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Why do you want the 1.5?
Sir, could you get back up here to Mike so we all could hear you? You record. Thank you.
Why do you want the 1.5 then? Why couldn't you work in the and be in compliance, you know, without...
Why do I want the 1.5?
If you're going to testify. My name is David Knoll at 915 Heritage Drive in Seaford.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank
We're applying for the 1.5 variance because the existing foundation that's under the porch that is going to be enclosed is only 11 feet wide. If we can't go that far back, it makes the room so narrow they couldn't use it.
Okay, that answers that question. No more questions.
Okay. Mr. Bourbon?
He just answered my question.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mayor?
No other questions.
And Mr. Galloway, no other questions. Mine has been answered. So, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the applicant submitted a letter in favor from Edward Brady, the chairman of the Kingwood Building Committee.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11061. For the following reasons, the uniqueness is certainly there. It goes from 82 feet in the front back to 72. That's 10 foot. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, that's for sure. I've known. And the request of variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11061. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. By a vote of 5-0, case number 11061 is approved at this time.
Thank you, gentlemen.